Okay, this is Session with Ion with Bob and Carol on June 13th, 2019. And we don't have a particular name, but it's all copyrighted. And we don't know what we're called now. So we're starting at 11:25 a.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. Hi, Ion. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, from the land of the ecstatic. We ready to roll.
Okay. All righty. I've got 16 questions, just like 16 candles. And they've just, there's no sense to them at all. First one.
Good.
President Trump has just signed an executive order that would eliminate nearly all regulations on GMOs and genetically engineered crops. This is a huge win for Monsanto Bayer, but a horrible defeat for ecology, clean food, and consumer safety. Frustration with Trump is increasing among health-conscious individuals as the president seemed to be all in for 5G telecom, vaccines, and now GMOs. So here's my question, Ion. How does our new civilization interact with these things that are terrifying little men?
That's what they're doing. This is called progress. The same people didn't want plug-in washing machines. They said it would be the ruination of the world, that it would be over, that people stopped putting their washboards down, eating habits would go out around, people stopped eating pigs and fat and tallow. That it'll be the end of the world, running water, refrigerated air, all these progresses are just that. Okay, here's how this goes. You can't stop creation if creation defiles you. The human makes all these things. They create all these things. And the problems, the contrast, which we've kind of mentioned a whole bunch about, are then the things that you get to solve. Darling, Dr. Dean, this is the most marvelous news you could ever have. Now you need an elixir to overcome the GMO-laced lines of elixirs that make the snakes not bite anymore. We're going to have to doctor the snakes so people will beg the snakes to bite them because you won't give them the snake oil anymore.
Right. And that was
no, the GMO, good. Take all that government out of it. Ever change, you get to take the government off of the backs of the people and off the regulations. It ain't none of their damn business. The government doesn't know what a GMO is. They don't know how it works. They don't know how it operates. They're legislating the legislators, and they don't even know what they're doing. They've stopped all but stopped progress up until just now. Now President Trump has come in here real clear and said, for every regulation you put on the books, you got to take two off. It's all but stopped. Taking the regulations off is great. Because the government don't know what the hell they're doing. They just want to regulate about money. It's like climate change. Give me $1 billion. No. Give me a treat. No. Give me $250 billion and I'll fix climate change. See? Throwing money at it don't help it. And these issues, your points are in order. Here are the points. Every regulation should be removed against everything. Let them create what they're going to create. Let creation flow. Let the aliens bring it. Let the different dimensions bring it. Let it open. Let it happen. Because here's the thing. It's a coming anyway. It's coming anyway. It's happening. It's squirting out. It's like that tube of toothpaste. You seal it just as tight as you can. Squeeze it. Honey, it's going to squirt out somewhere. So let it squirt. Loose the dams. Let the river run. On that part.
Totally.
Okay? Second part.
Second part.
You go into the different derivations of people to push against things that they decided are inappropriate and inherently wrong. Okay? Just because you don't like flip-flops doesn't mean flip-flops are an abomination before God, even though you're offended by them. But rather than you tending to your business and tending to your world, you get on the coalition, the Grand Pappy's coalition, to stop the flapping flip-floppers from flipping the flap-flap. because the flip-flapping has flip-flopped this world into a world, and it's all come crashing down because the flip-floppers just don't know how to flip their flaps anymore. They're flapping all over the place. Everywhere I turn, it's just flapping in my face. I can't take it no more. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Can I have some Re-Nag to help me feel better? Please! Okay.
So that's the next part is just, well, we have the complete formulas for the new environment. Where we start saying more, as Ion has been doing, Bread of Life and Living Water are for the new environment?
That's for the ascending. Now, there's going to be a quick stage now. Watch our words. We done had a shift. You remember how to shift? We never used to talk about the walking dead. We never used to uphold that go on and kill yourself. We never told wives that we'd kill their husbands and get them out of their lives. We never did that before. We never had to. But now, guess what? 7-11, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. Now, see, there's a shift. So Bread of Life is a treasure. It's precious. And it's time for it. There is no time, but here's timing. This is the time. This is that season. The year of Jubilee is about to begin. The year of Jubilee is before you. And there you go. And that's why, when that's what you know. You've gone through the uncommonness, meaning the hard parts, the sticky, nasty, not appropriate, having to deal with inappropriate people. You've weaned them all out the way. What if you'd hit the big time and had to deal with all this ridiculous, honey? Instead of a few dollars, it'd been millions. Saved you a fortune there, didn't it? So good for you. Good to be you. And nobody really cares at the end of the day, as long as it doesn't stop progress. But you can't get distracted by the whole thing. So you're right. Okay, now that's sidebar. That finishes up the completion of not worrying about whatever they're going to pass, whatever is being done, and that potential aggravation, it's the antiphonal choir singing back to the main choir to see how loud the chorale is. That's all that is. Bark, bark, the dogs do bark.
Okay, so we just take the position that we've got the answers, it is a new environment, so what else is new?
Okay. Say good. We say good. Good, good, good. Finally, they're going to make a tomato that'll never rot. I'm tired of buying rotten tomatoes. Now they're going to make a rotten tomato that won't rot and now tastes good. Ooh, won't that be wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Won't that be wonderful? Good for you. And meaning this thing... Well,
at the same time, though, we've got our mighty mash that we're going to be using. So maybe what it means is just like the rest of the completement formulas, we say, okay, well, if you're ascended, you don't need anything. But if you're not ascended or ascending, then use this. Is that still the tact? On What Youth, June 11th, 2019, Kevin asked, about creating a bridge with the quartz protein? Was he saying protein?
Quark. The quark. He's trying to talk about the cell inside the space inside the cells and quarks, which are those things that go faster and they show up before you got there, which pumps up the had in the past pluperfect or basically dangling participles in conversation. He's trying to say, how do you get the cells to do the quark connection from the quark aspect of a time, no timing time, to a cell. So could you take a quark experience and have an effect on a potentially affected cell to a second, say a little man cell, and quark it to a connection of a, or say a quarked ascended cell? And the answer was yes, and that connection, you heard the words, that's what that connection was. It took a hard fact of a cell. It took a physics or a physicality anomalous position of a quark and ended it with a cell, an ascended cell, and tried to connect the space between a little man's cell vis-a-vis a quark into an ascended cell, and we think he hit a hot button.
Hit a what?
Hot.
Hot button.
Yeah, Cal, there's a product called Quark Proteins. He posted a thing and it said Quark Proteins on the
website. That's a bunch of bullshit. We're talking about quarks that flip through past present, future. It's how you open a whole bab, you whore, you put things from the past and the future to the past. They digging up new Bibles just now. It's going to turn the world upside down. It's the craziest thing in the whole wide world. You fixing to see it. They're sifting it through. They're finding tribal Indian artifacts older, 1,000 years older than the newest Indians. So it's going to be insane.
Okay.
They don't
These Bible stuff they're finding was just put there 3 months ago, correct?
Vis-a-vis corp positions. And that's why we had such fun. Yeah, that's why we had such fun playing with the Wikipedia. Because he's like, just wait 1 minute. Don't go check it now. Let us put it in there first. We'll put it in there, and then you can, it's in the Wikipedia. Oh, well, it's on the Googler. We saw it on the Googler, so it must be so. It's on the computer, so it must be true. Yes, I've heard that before. Yes, I've heard that. So,
all right, are teams of ascended people playing with the quirks and fighting over Bible positioning or Pharaoh positioning?
Are you doing that, Bob?
No, not consciously.
No.
I'm ascended. What I do is what is being done, and that's all.
Wait. We're trying to be soft about this now, because see, Carolyn's question is valid, and the point is on point. You're asking, you're now verifying that it's the case, and we go, okay. And then, well, wait now, who's doing this? Like there's someone else on the edge of night trying to figure it all out? Not so much. They're waiting on how it works, Bob. They wait till somebody has it, and then they'll say it's theirs.
Right.
On it for 99 years and blah, blah, blah. They haven't. If you did, you had it. You would have had it. You wouldn't have to wait till somebody else makes it. Right?
Right, but those people that are doing the watching and going to claim it, are they ascended?
No. They are
well,
not.
Are they able to? Well, who's putting the pharaohs, adding pharaohs back into the desert there in Egypt? They're just.
You did that already, Bob.
I'm doing it already.
No, you did that already. Because have you ever heard of Wyndham Lewis?
Yes. Time and Western
that's
Man.
That's why you did it.
Because of what he wrote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Carol.
You cannot bless Wyndham Lewis, Bob. You know better than that. You need him to make your four bodies hold up.
Thank you. I obsolesced him, though.
But you got to have something to obsolesce. Here's the best thing. What if there was no GMO? Sorry, we're back to the first question.
Right.
What if there was no GMO the first place to obsolesce, to know that this is a bad thing, that was a good thing, that this came to the good place or the bad part of that? See,
right.
That's the rub. We may be now getting to the good bodies all along. So you had to go through the bad bodies to verify the good bodies. We had to get through the inappropriate genetics to get to the new GMO positions that are now going to be perfect. So good.
Apparently,
it won't be any good. Maybe. So, but you can't describe, you can obsolesce them, but you still got to have them. You can obsolesce them.
Yeah,
you
still
got to
have them
to be obsolesced. So that's what this about, and that's what these other issues. Everybody's talking about that what used to be is natural, and what used to be is the most irrational, not natural position ever, ever, ever. You don't pick your fields wild. That's natural. You don't wait till this field peas come up and you go pick the peas. No, you plant them.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
Okay.
That was good.
So, thank you. Is the change in the environment being misinterpreted? Is, you know, the new environment, what we're doing, what we're changing, is the change in the environment being misinterpreted as climate change? And
yes.
Yeah.
We said that. Yeah, because right after we set California on fire.
Yeah.
And you notice we didn't say sorry either. Did you notice that?
We didn't say sorry. Is there any reality to climate change?
Yeah. The world's ascending. The world's changing. It's evolving into its right self. And if you're a god, you can live in it. If you're not, you can't. So all these doomsdayers, they're going to be doomed. Mm-hmm. They're right. Everything they're saying. just as they say it, they should be afraid, be very afraid. Or the counterpart of that is to ascend. You ascend, all of a sudden, now you ain't got a trouble in the world. It's going to be hard finding help. You better get one of the, you better learn the OA movements to shift dimensions, and you better find out how to talk to the angels, because you might need to tell them where to iron the sheets and get them on the bed.